BBC News with Jonathan Izard. President Trump has met the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Trump said the two countries must take advantage of the current situation to achieve a more peaceful future for the region. He said he had seen many hopeful signs that this was possible. He also thanked Mr. Netanyahu for his commitment to the peace process between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Earlier, Mr. Trump demanded Iran immediately cease supporting what he called terrorists and militias. President Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, will refuse to give evidence to the Senate Intelligence Committee, according to reports. Mr. Flynn has been subpoenaed in connection with Moscow's possible involvement in last year's presidential election, but the reports say he will invoke the Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself. South Sudan's main rebel group has rejected the national dialogue launched by President Salva Kiir. At an event to swear in officials for the dialogue, Mr. Kiir said everyone was welcome, even the rebels, but not the rebel leader Riek Machar. His deputy, Henry Odwa, told the BBC nobody from their movement would take part. Hungary has rejected unprecedented demands by the European Parliament that it repeal three laws that run counter to European values. Hungary's foreign minister, Péter Szijjártó, told Reuters news agency that he had already won assurances from his Polish counterpart that Warsaw would veto any move to strip Hungary of its voting rights. President Emmanuel Macron is to meet Vladimir Putin at the Palace of Versailles next Monday in a bid to reset relations between France and Russia. President Putin cancelled a trip to France 7 months ago when the then-president, François Hollande, refused to discuss anything but Syria amid the Russian bombing of Aleppo. The authorities in Nepal have destroyed more than 4,000 animal body parts in an effort to discourage illegal hunting and trading in wildlife. Most of the exhibits burned in the Chitwan National Park were the horns of endangered rhinos and skins of tigers and leopards. BBC News.